Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." "Perfect," the waitress said to the customer when he placed an order. "That's perfect," the woman said to the person adjusting a picture. "Everything is perfect," a bride commented as she looked over the decorations in the reception hall. But that's not really what perfect means, is it? It's not just okay or correct or nice. Perfect means holy, sinless, spotless, pure. And that is what God Himself meant when He said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." God's standard of good is nothing less than perfect. His creation would not be perfectly complete until he created Eve to be a suitable helper for Adam. And so that is what he did. Before the sixth day of creation was over, God formed Eve out of the rib of Adam and brought her to him for the first and best marriage on this earth. At that point, everything truly was perfect. But it didn't stay perfect for long. Soon after this perfect marriage, Adam and Eve succumbed to the trickery of the devil and ate that piece of fruit from the tree that was forbidden. Instantly, sin rushed into the world, affecting nature, the weather, and especially the bodies, minds, and hearts of human beings. We are still suffering the fallout from that event. Because of the fact that perfection was ruined in the Garden of Eden, we carry around with us that inbred natural sinful disposition today. We are not truly perfect anymore. And yet the Lord compares His relationship with us to marriage. Even though every marriage in this world has been subverted by sin, selfishness, stress, and frustration, God calls Himself our groom and lovingly accepts us as His bride. The most amazing part of it all, however, is that He has declared us perfect. Through Jesus' bloody cross and His now vacant tomb, we are counted holy in His sight, forgiven, precious, and more important to Him than anything or anyone else. We might not have good and right relationships with others here on this earth, but our marriage to the Lord will always be good because of Him. In fact, it's perfect. Thank you, Jesus, my groom, for bringing me into this special union with You through faith. May Your perfection and forgiveness surround my life until I meet You face to face. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.